the brothers are kindly requested to come forward. Be mindful of those people that are performing the salah. MashaAllah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again gave us another Mubarak night, another blessed day of the week, a Friday, where Allah's special rahmat and mercy descends. So the noble habit of the Sahaba, at least once a week they would gather with their friends, with their associates, talk about Allah and the Rasul to strengthen the Iman. In Bukhari Sharif, it is recorded Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala used to tell the people around him, let's talk, let us increase our Iman. Ijlis bina nu'min sa'a. Come, sit with us. Short moment, brief moment, and let us increase our Iman. So inshallah, we will spend a few moments here in the masjid. We in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every moment, every minute, it's a great ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We will request Maulana Muhammad Akhtar to recite few verses of Qasida Burda for us, inshallah. Maulana Muhammad Akhtar is our Haji Mustafa Sahib's grandson, Nawasa, mashallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فإن أماراتي بالسوء ما اتعظت من جهلها بنذير الشيب والهرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ولا أعدت من الفعل الجميل قرى ضيف ألم ما برأسي غير محتشم. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لو كنت أعلم أني ما أوقره كتمت سرا بدا لي منه بالكتم. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. من لي براد جماح من غوايتها كما يراد جماح الخيل بالنجوم. مولاي صل لي وسلم سلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فلم ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها، إن الطاعة ما يقوي شهوة النهيم. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. والنفس كالطفل إن تهمله شاب على حب الرضا، وإن تفتمه حب الرضا وإن تفتمه ينفطم. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاصرف هواها وحاضر أن توليه، إن الهوى ما تولى يسمي أو يصمي. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة، وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا تسمي. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة، من حيث لم يدري أن السم في تسامي. مولاي صل لي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and grace of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we proceed with the second chapter, the summarized version of the second chapter of Qasida Bulta. We make dua Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these sessions, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant every one of us his true love, muhabbat and ma'rifat. The second chapter deals with man'u hawa nafs, the chapter of controlling our nafs, exercising restraint of our nafs. The second chapter consists of 32 poems, and inshallah tonight we shall do 20 poems. Allama Qusayri rahmatullahi commences with painting a picture of a very old, feeble person. There's wrinkles on his face, his eyes are sunken in, he cannot hear properly. When he speaks, he fumbles and he speaks. The hair on his head is grey, the hair on his beard is grey. There's hardly strength and energy in his body. And he's aware that his lifespan is short. He's aware that any time he's going to leave this world, but he complains of how he's struggling with his nafs. And then Allama Husayn rahmatullah alayh explains it, and he says, فَإِنَّ عَمَّارَةِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتْعَذَتْ بِجَهْدِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَبِ وَلَا أَعَدَّتْ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ بِقَرَى زَيْتٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشِمِ. He explains that my nafs-e ammara, the nafs that I've got, that it exhorts a person to do wrong, exhorts a person to do evil. The nafs-e ammara of mine did not take heed of my grey hair and of my old age. And my nafs-e ammara did not prepare good virtuous deeds as an act of hospitality for this guest of mine being grey hair and old age. He's complaining about his nafs, he's complaining about his desires, he's struggling. And he's looking for some help and assistance to control his nafs. He tried everything possible to make his own islah, to correct his own self, but he's unable to do that. And now, out of desperation, he calls out and he says, مَلِّي بِرَدِّ جِوَاحٍ مِنْ هَوَايَتِهَا كَمَا يُرَدُّ الْخَيْرُ النِّجَامِ بِالْلُجُمِ. He gives an example and he says, who is there to help me from my rebellious nafs? And he explains that this rebellious nafs of his is like a rebellious horse. You try to control it, it never conforms, it is always going against you. My nafs, it is just like a rebellious horse. I'm unable to control it. Is there anyone to help me? Is there anyone to assist me in controlling my nafs, controlling my desires? And then this old man, whole life he complains, I followed my nafs, I followed my desires. I'm aware that I'm going to die. I'm aware of death. I'm aware of life after death. I'm aware I'm going to go in the qabr. I'm aware of standing in the court of Allah to give an account of my actions and my deeds. How am I going to stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with a dirty nafs? When Allah created me, I was pure. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi reported to have mentioned, Kullu mawludi yuladu ala al-fitra. Every person has been created with a natural, pure instinct. Allah created me with an eye that was pure. I looked at the wrong thing and it contaminated my eyes. Allah created me with pure ears. I heard the wrong things and contaminated my ears. Allah gave me a pure tongue. I spoke the wrong thing and it contaminated my iman. With my hand and my feet, I did the wrong things and I contaminated myself. So he calls out for help. Is there anyone to help and assist me? And now, out of desperation, he goes out to look for a spiritual guide, for a sheikh. Somebody can help him, somebody can assist him to turn his life around. And finally, when he identifies a spiritual guide, he confides in the guide and he speaks about his frustration. I've got all the means of comfort of life, but I've got no sukoon and peace. I'm aware that I'm going to die. How am I going to stand before Allah with a dirty nafs? What can you advise me? Spiritual guide. He's got ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's got muhabbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He can identify. He can diagnose the problem. And he tells to his disciple, gives him just one advice, that there's a solution for all the problems of life. And he tells to him, فَلَا تَرُمْ بِالْمَعَاسِي كَسْرَ شَهْوَتِهَا إِنَّ الطَّعَامُ يُقَوِّي شَهْوَةَ النِّهَمِ. Just one advice, and that is that advice, if every one of us has to heed to it, our life will turn up. will enjoy a different quality in life. He says that never ever follow your nafs and your desire in fulfilling your guna and sins. When you feel like committing sin, then don't fulfill your desire, don't continue fulfilling that sin. That desire is there. But if you do it one time, you commit that sin, you got that enjoyment for that sin. You tasted that sin, now you will taste it again and again and again. And it will become very difficult for you to control your nafs. He then gives an example of a person that eats a lot. A person has got a habit of eating a lot. He just keeps on eating and eating and eating, and he never satisfies himself. He's never ever fulfilled. He keeps on eating until such time it is detrimental to his health. Likewise, if a person, he keeps on fulfilling his passion and his desire, it is detrimental to his ruhaniyat and his spirituality. Then, the spiritual guide, he tells to the old man, gives him three characteristics of the nafs. The first, the nafs is like a small breastfeeding child. Second, the nafs, it is like a grazing animal. And third, the nafs of a person, it is a deceiver, a fraudster. It tricks a person. And then he gives the advice and he tells him, أَنَّفْسُكَ الْتِفْلُ إِنْ تُهْمِلُهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرَّغَاءِ وَإِنْ تُفْتِمُهُ يَنْفَتِمُهُ فَاصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا وَحَاذِرْ أَنْ تُوَلِّيَهُ إِنَّ الْهَوَىٰ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ يُسِمْ أَوْ يَسِمْهُ. He says that the nafs of a person is like a breastfeeding child. When the time comes to wean the child, the mother puts pressure on the child and weans the child. If the mother is not going to wean the child from breastfeeding, then the child will be addicted to a breastfeed or milk of the mother, and it will become young with only drinking the breast, the milk of the mother. And if you put pressure on the child, then the child would stop drinking the milk of the mother and now it eat healthy foods. The same with the nafs. That we have to wean the nafs. We have to put pressure on the nafs to stay away from wrong and stay away from evil. And then he gives another example and he says that the nafs is like a grazing animal. وَرَاعِهَا وَهِيَ فِي الْأَعْمَالِ سَائِمًا وَإِنْ هِيَ اسْتَحْلَتِ الْمَرْعَى فَلَا تُسِمِي. When an animal grazes, you don't leave it free to graze wherever you want to. You give it a specified pasture, that this is where the animal needs to graze. The moment you go beyond the pasture, you control the animal. If you don't control that animal, it will be detrimental for the animal, it will be detrimental for the field, for the ground as well. The nafs is just like that. We need to control the nafs. And if we leave the nafs free, it may graze in the wrong field. It will start doing haram things. And lastly, he says that the nafs, it's a deceiver. It deceives a person. And he says that كَمْ حَسَّنَتْ لَذَّةً لِلْمَرْءِ قَاتِلَةً مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَدْرِي أَنَّ السُّمَّ فِي نَسَبِهِ. How often it happens that the nafs, it beautifies a guna, it beautifies the sin. And a person would look at the guna, it looks at the sin, it looks nice, beautiful, it looks attractive. But will never know that behind committing sin, the harm and the danger to a person. And by way of example, he says that if somebody had been presented roasted meat, person is hungry, they haven't eaten food and they roasted meat, but if there's poison inside, they may eat the roasted meat and it will also eat the poison and it will cause harm and danger to himself. And lastly, he says, وَشَدَّصَا إِسَ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَمِنْ شَرْعِي فَرُبَّ مَخْمَسَةٍ شَرٌ مِنَ التُّخَمِ. Say, be careful of hunger and be careful of satiating yourself. Sometimes Even staying hungry may be even worse than a person overeating and causing indigestion. From all these poems, we understand Allama Husayni Rahmatullah is identifying and referring to the heart of the earth. Every one of us, we've got two enemies. One is the nafs and the other is the shaitan. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to shaitan in the Quran Kareem. Inna shaitana lil-insani adu'un mubeen. Shaitan is an open enemy, it's an avowed enemy. And nafs, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Inna a'da adu'ik allati ma bayna jambayk. Nafsuka allati ma bayna jambayk. The greatest enemy a person has is that which is within a person's self, the nafs of the person. The nafs of the person is a worse enemy than the shaitan. And the proof for that is, when Almighty Allah told the shaitan to make sajda, shaitan refused to make sajda. So which shaitan was there to deviate the shaitan? It wasn't another shaitan, it was the nafs of the shaitan to deviate the shaitan. And furthermore, the nafs, it is within us, it's an enemy within us. Sometimes when a theft takes place, and we normally say this was like inside door. It is easy to control an enemy from outside, but if it was an inside door, then it's very difficult. Yes, if it's an enemy from outside, you can protect yourself, you can guard yourself from the person coming into the house. But if there's a person stealing from within the house, that's very difficult to control. The nafs is something within ourselves, the shaitan is from outside. Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, La tattabi'il hawa fayudillaka an sabilillah. Never follow your hawa. Never follow your nafs and your desires. Should you do that, you'll move far away from Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a very thought-provoking incident in the Quran Kareem. At the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, there was a very saintly person by the name of Bal'am ibn Baqura. He was known to be a mustajab al-da'wat. He was a person that knew the Isma'a'azam. When a person makes dua with Isma'a'azam, with the great name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, his father readily accepted. He was a person of that caliber. The enemies of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam came to Bal'am ibn Baqura and they told to him, we know that you are mustajab al-dawa. We know that you are a person whose dua are readily accepted. We request you to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Bal'am ibn Baqura said, how can I do that? He's a prophet of the time. How can I curse him? He refused the first time. The second time, third time, fourth time, when they came to him, pleaded to him, and then when they offered him various materialistic things. They have given him so many comforts of the world. They praised him, they glorified him, and they brought him to a point where he was now inclined in following his nafs and inclined toward the wrong things. He goes up to the mountain with the enemies of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he's following his nafs, now he's following his desires. And he wants to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made it such that instead of cursing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he cursed the enemies of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But because his intention was to curse Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and follow his nafs and desire, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made his tongue come out like how a dog would pet for breath. Allah refers to it in the Quran Kareem. Mataluhu kamathali al-kalb. In tahmil alayhi yalhath. Oh, the Rukhuyala. The example of him is like a panting dog with a dog coming out, with a tongue coming out of his mouth. In Tahmin alayhi yalhas, oh, the Rukhuyala. All the time, the tongue is out of the mouth, panting for breath. That's the condition, the punishment Allah gave to somebody for following his nafs and his desire. And we know that among the creation, among animals, the one that got the greatest amount of hawa, great amount of nuts in the dog. Other animals, it probably will just eat the meat. Dog, it won't only eat the meat, it will eat the bone as well. And that is why that's the type of punishment that Allah Ta'ala has given. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Salasun Muhlikat. There are three things that cause destruction to a person. Very detrimental, harmful to a person. The first, Shuhum Mutar. When a person has hirs in him, desire in him, and he follows him. Second, Hawa Muttaba. He's got desire in him, Hawa, and he follows that as well. And third, I'jabu mar'i bi nafsi. Person is ostentatious. Something very prone to be pride, proud and arrogant. At the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he once requested Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wa Allah, كيف تحيي الموتى؟ People will be dead, body will be gone in the ground, body will be disintegrated. How will you raise the people after that to life? So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that you don't believe in this? Say, wallah, I do believe, but I just want itminan al-qalb. Sometimes when you believe in something, but when you see it in real life, then you have your iman increases, you have conviction in that. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, take four birds, khud arba'ata min al-tayr, fasulhunna ilayh. Take four birds, slaughter it, and take the different parts of the birds and put them in a different type of part of the mountain and haul for them. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam did that, all the birds then came. And in this way, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam that how Allah will resurrect the people after death. The point I want to mention, Mutasawwifin mentioned the four birds that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam took was, first one was an ostrich or a peacock. The second was a fowl, the third was an owl, and the fourth was a pigeon. These are the four birds. And why these four birds? Mutasawwifin mentioned a peacock is got a habit of showing off its beauty. A fowl, always fulfilling its desire, always pecking into the ground. You don't see a fowl just having its head up, all the time pecking the ground is fulfilling its desire. Owl, always flying around and looking for something it has greed in it. And a pigeon, it's just such anyway. It has ghaflat in it, unmindful. Mutasawwifin mentioned these four birds were taken by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, cut and slaughtered. Until a person that has cut and slaughtered these four things in him, he'll never ascend this height of spirituality in Ruhaniya. Remove that show off from us. To show everybody who you are, what am I? Remove the greed, remove the following the nafs and the desire. And the most important thing, ghaflat, unmindfulness. Be conscious of death. Every day we are getting closer to our mouth, every day we are getting closer to our death. Respected animals, friends, all the people that are listening, in conclusion, I want to state, Allah Tabaraka refers to three nafs in the Quran Kareem. The first is nafs ammara, the second, nafs al-lawwama, and the third, nafs al-mutmainna. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ. This is the first quality of the nafs. By human nature, the nafs, it pushes a person to do the wrong things. Fulfill its passion, fulfill your desire, don't worry. It will give you all the tricks and it will also help you to fulfill itself. But the time comes in your life when you do the wrong, you start reproaching yourself. No, what I've done was the wrong thing. And that is the second nafs Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala takes an oath on. La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah wa la uqsimu bin nafsi al-lawwama. You condemn yourself. You know what you have done is the wrong thing. And then you go to a third step where you keep on changing your life. You keep on making tawbah and you get close to Allah and then you have nafsi mutmainna. Ya ayyutuha nafsu al-mutmainna. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about three stages in life. Allah alladhi khalaqakum min du'af ثم جعل من بعد ضعف القوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة الضعف هو شيبة. person is small, weak, feeble. Then he grows up to be a young, strong person. And then as he gets old, there's a decline in his life. Just as a person, he continues in his life. A person doesn't remain a child all the time, he grows into a youth. And from youth, then he becomes old. He declines in his life. Just as there's three stages in life, our nafs, we should never be stagnant with nafsir Allah. We carry on with our life, we move on different stages of life. Our nafs also, we need to move on a different stage. Don't get stuck in nafs-e ammara and don't continue pursuing our passion, our desire. Now a time comes in our life that we need to make tawbah, reproach ourselves and reach a stage where we get nafs-e mutmainna. Get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem sahab taught us a dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka bika mutmainna. Oh Allah, we ask of you that you give us a nafs that is mutmainna. Peace attached to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And lastly, Nabiya Kareem sahab taught us a dua, Allahumma la takilni ila nafsi tarfa'ayni. Oh Allah, don't hand me over to my nafs even for a twinkle of an eye. I can't trust my nafs. Don't even hand me over to my own nafs for a twinkle of an eye. In takilni ila nafsi, Allah, if you hand me over to my nafs, takilni ila zu'fin wa dhambin wa awra wa khati'a. Allah, if you hand me over to my nafs, I'll be destroyed. I'll be committing guna and sins. I'll become weak. I will err and I will move further away from you. We make dua, Allah tabarak wa everyone of our nafs mutmainna. Allah make us true and sincere, loyal slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We go against our nafs and become true, sincere servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Maulana Zain from Canada, inshallah, he did a du'ud al-salam.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل البقاء على المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تفقد بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته
كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تقبل لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معكم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات والصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اسال الله الجنه واعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زكاه لله وطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا بسم الله وبحمد الله خير الأسماء التحيات طيبات صلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلوا بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها فالسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي ولهم التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والحمد لله السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله والصلوات لله الزاكيه لله السلام على النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اشهد ان لا اله الا الله اشهد ان محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له وان محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات والصلوات لله السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركة والصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تهنن على أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا دينا إلا قضيتا ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الفقر وقنا عذاب الدين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها أو الله أو رحيم الله كريم الله أو الله أو صلر الله الله يا غفور الله يا رحيم الله يا التواب أو الله for the each and every sin of ours Allah we are very very simple Allah when every part and every limb of our body we have committed guna and sin Oh Allah, whenever eyes have seen those things that we're not supposed to see, whenever ears have heard here, when our tongues we have spoken those things that we are not supposed to speak. Oh Allah, when our hearts and our mind we have thought of those things that we are not supposed to think. Oh my Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Allah, does our small sins and our big sins. Oh Allah, sin that we have committed openly and daintily. Oh Allah, sin that we have committed secretly. Allah, sin that we have committed in the brightness of the day. Allah, sin that we have committed in the darkness of the night. Oh my Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, oh Ghafoor Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Forgive the sins of our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters. Allah, forgive the sins of the people of our community. Forgive the sins of the entire Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, those people that are ill and sick, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Oh Allah, those people have various challenges in life. Allah, you know the challenges of people. All the people that are here, that are listening to a program, all the people, the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those are the difficulties and hardships they went through. Allah, you know the challenges of each and every one of us. Oh Allah, you help us, assist us. Ya Allah, grant us strength in our iman, grant us tawfiq. Make it deny in Allah to practice and implement in us the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Allah, Allah, grant us strength and ability to go against our nafs. Grant us strength and ability to go against our desires. Oh Allah, let us not be among those people that follow Yalla Muttaba an Hawa. We follow our nafs and our desires. Ya Allah, you have mentioned the Quran Kareem, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَىٰ فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, do not take us among those people that follow our nafs and desires. And then we are thrown away from you, shunned away from you. Oh Allah, do not take us among those people. Do not deprive us of your rahmat and your mercy, O my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, look after the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, wherever the Ummah is making difficulty and hardship, remove the difficulty and hardship. Oh Allah, help the Muslims in Sham, help the Muslims in Turkey. Oh Allah, you help the Muslims in Allah in Pakistan. Wherever the Ummah is making difficulty and hardship, ya Allah, whatever crisis they are going through, oh Allah, bring about big political solutions for them. Remove the difficulty, remove the hardship. Oh Allah, the enemies of Islam, grant them, ya Allah, iman in Muqaddar for them. Oh Allah, iman in not Muqaddar for them. Hold them on their follow them, destroy them. Oh Allah, grant them ikhlas, sincerity in Allah. Make us true, sincere servants of yours. Oh Allah, grant everyone of us Husna Khatima. Oh Allah, the time of our mouth. Oh Allah, grant us such a mouth, a respectable, honorable mouth. Ya Allah, such a mouth that your rahmat is in full force, O Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, we are happy with you and you are happy with us. Oh Allah, grant us both on a Friday, grant us both when they engage the khidmat of deen. Oh Allah, do not give us both while we are in wrong and evil places. Oh Allah, do not give us both while we are engaged in guna and sin. Do not give us both in such a condition. Ya Allah, we have hurt somebody. Ya Allah, people who hookah on us. Ya Allah, all those people that we have hurt, Ya Allah, you compensate them on our behalf and absolve us from the burden of Kareem Allah. Allah, save us from the punishment of the qabr of Allah. Allah, make our qabr a garden of paradise. Allah, do not take our qabr a pit of hell, O Kareem Allah. And the day of Qiyamah, when you resurrect us, Ya Allah, with the abrar, with the saliqeen, with the hadith, with the muhtadeen, with the anbiya, with the sulaha. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, grant us the water, the hawza, kawthar, from the most beautiful hand of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us, Ya Allah, make Nabi Kareem so happy on our behalf. Reward Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, when we stand before you, take asan hisab of us. Ya Allah, do not scrutinize us. Overlook us, O Kareem Allah, and grant us entrance into Jannatul Firdaws. Oh my Kareem Allah, all those du'as that we ask for, whatever is khair and good for, Ya Allah, you grant it to us. Do Ya Allah, all those things that are bad and evil for us, Ya Allah, save us and protect us from that, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh Allah, accept our du'a in the tufail of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa ahluh. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.